Now, I've got some really good news to share here. Two of our pupils in Year 8 have won a national competition to program a game to teach an aspect of maths, and they had to create this in Scratch. And the two pupils are Ellie and Jemima. But sadly, Jemima's not with us today. She's ill. But I've got Ellie here. Ellie, do you remember when I introduced this competition to you in class? What was your reaction the first time I told you about this competition?
I thought it might be fun to give it a go and to do it in class and maybe at some at home.
Did you think you had a chance of winning?
No.
No, you didn't. And you decided to work with Ellie on this. Sorry, you decided to work with Jemima. You are Ellie. How did you get your ideas?
With class, we did like a brainstorm thing, and then we both had ideas and we put them together, and then we decided to work as a group.
So that partnership seems to have worked really well. Were there any problems that you encountered when you were making your game?
Yeah, there was lots and lots of ones because we wanted to do something, but then there was a problem with another thing.
Okay, so you managed to solve them. Were there any like light bulb moments where you sort of like, way, yes, I figured it out?
It was a lot of them, especially on like the final one, the final idea.
What would you say you've learned from this whole experience? You've been given a competition, you've designed a game, you've made a game. What sorts of things would you say you've learned from it?
Learned how to play Scratch more because we found out lots of other things you could do with it, and like working with a partner and stuff.
Would you recommend that others think of entering this competition?
Yeah, because it's good fun and you have a chance of winning.
Great. Now, the last thing I'm just going to say, some people say there's not really enough girls in ICT and creating and programming games. Would you agree with them, or would you...
Girls should give it a go, because like, you don't never know until you try. So if they don't like it, then they don't like it. But if they do, then they should take it up.
Ellie, thank you very much, and well done.
Okay.